the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lang Jr. and Mark Davila. Did you know that in Canada, the smartphone is called the superphone?
Are you making this up?
No, I heard it on the fucking radio today. I had it on the Canadian station, and they're talking about a deal on superphones, and I'm thinking, what the fuck is a superphone? Is that what they call smartphones?
Can't be.
Just because Canada...
You sure they don't have like a more advanced phone that we never heard of? A super phone?
Probably not. I think that Canada is just so fucking insecure because pretty much America calls it a smartphone. They can't call it a smartphone. They'll call it a super phone. That's what it is. You know how insecure they are.
You know...
Everything has to be... You know, it's Canada this, Canada that. We know... They're so...
They have low self-esteem, but...
They really do.
The weird thing about it is, like, if you were to line up America and Canada, a list of both...
I wouldn't mind moving to Canada.
Yeah, Canada's better in a lot of ways.
Yeah, You listen, if I can get a job in Canada, I mean, we're really close there now. In Buffalo, it's like a 10-minute drive to Canada. I'll go live there. I can still come here and visit.
Well, you could live here and just go to work there, I guess.
Yeah, well, either way. I don't know if they give you a hard time. They might give you a hard time.
Well, you gotta get a work visa.
Yeah, might be a pain in the ass.
Might be, I don't know.
I might have to look into that.
I think when it comes to work visas, they need to think that you're valuable.
Yeah.
Like you need a reason of why... why can't we just hire a Canadian person? Why do we need Mark to work here?
Yeah.
Why is he special?
Meanwhile, we don't give a fuck. We don't care what country you come from. You want the job, you can fucking have the job. But meanwhile, as we said, they're so fucking insecure. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're just not looking at anybody come here and work. I don't know.
It's all Canadian.
Yeah, apparently America's the only one who's like, fucking come on, we don't care.
Well, no, you want to work here illegally, but to get a work visa, it's probably difficult.
I don't know. Have you looked around? There's a lot of foreigners out there. Not all of them are illegal.
But I don't know, I never asked them.
Are you legal?
Do you have a work visa?
I ask young girls if they're legal, but that's different.
Are you part of the police?
It wouldn't be police, it'd be INS.
Are you part of the INS? Yes, I am. No, I wish. I couldn't get a job there.
Yeah, I know.
What, do you think I'm getting a good-paying job somewhere?
Yeah, who are you fucking kidding? Speaking of good-paying jobs...
So, oh, you son of a... Fuck you.
Oh, yep.
Fuck you.
I got a really good job, really good benefits. Yeah. Congratulate me. So I was getting my oil changed today. Expensive as shit, man. Because it had a headlight out, too. Like, oh, my fucking God, man.
Well, where'd you go?
Valvoline.
They got cheaper places than that.
Eh.
Those places are known for being expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. But anyway, while I was waiting, there was this older couple. They weren't a couple. Apparently, they just met there. But they were older, a man and a woman.
They got married at the oil change place?
Yep. It's true love. Love at first sight. So they're in the middle of a conversation when I get in there. So I'm sitting down.
You interrupted them.
No. No, they didn't stop. I wish they would have. But their conversation is just going on about their children, about how awesome in life both of their kids are doing. They both have fucking fantastic jobs, and they make a shitload of money. The one guy explained how his son, he's going to make more money this year than he's made in his entire life.
Doing what?
I don't know. And then the one lady, oh yeah, my daughter, she's the manager at a sports bar, and oh yeah, during the playoff season, she makes so much money. She's doing that. Everyone's doing
fucking
awesome.
Wait a minute.
Awesome.
You're a manager at a sports bar?
I don't know.
How do you make more money? Why would you get more money?
No idea. I didn't question them. but they just made me feel like shit.
Oh, I hate that.
Because I have accomplished nothing in my life. I have fucking nothing. I have nothing to show for anything. You know, like work-wise.
Are these, you know, I see this online.
But everyone's doing awesome.
You see this in person, but I see it online because I don't involve myself with real humans. Where people brag about how much money they're like, yeah, I make $65,000 a year, so I don't know what your problem is. Like, there's arrogant people are like telling you, like, you're a piece of shit.
So yeah, so many people have really good fucking jobs.
But I'm thinking, are these people just liars?
Well, on the internet, yeah. Plus, in real life, if I'm not seeing your fucking W-2s, I don't know.
It's true.
Show me the W-2. You know, shut me up. I'm like, if I see it, and I'm like, all right. Like, apparently, you make a good buck. No, tell me your secret.
I mean, say you started making $300,000 a year tomorrow. Are you bragging to the guy at the oil change place how much money you make? No way.
I don't know. Maybe I'd be so psyched. I'll tell everybody.
Yeah, I just got a new job. $300,000 a year.
You know what? I make copies of my W-2 and I just hand them out.
How's life back down there in the 99%, huh? Yeah, pretty shitty, huh?
Yeah, it must suck. Yeah, I remember those days. Yesterday? Yeah.
2 weeks checks, I could buy this fucking place.
Might buy you. Everyone has their price.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear.
Your daughter? How much?
It's like, I mean, everyone has a price except for me because I make like $300,000 a year. So my price would be like way too high. I mean, too high for you, obviously. I could probably buy myself, but I wouldn't because I already own myself.
Sick of it. I'm sick of my people pushing my face in the fucking mud.
Yep, that's life. What they do is they push your face in the mud, then they step on the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trick.
And they pick you up and go, what's your problem? Like, my face is in the mud. Oh, you got it good. Don't be such a liar.
Oh, man. You know how good for your skin that shit
you
is?
Know, there's other people who are completely buried in the mud. They can't even get up.
It's true. At least, look, you picked yourself up. Yeah, you got mud all over yourself, but you're walking. You're fine. Look at that, dude. That's He's still laying down.
It's like you came in, we came in bellyache about it because, like, well, it could be, you know, there's people in worse situations than you. You're as lazy and you didn't really do it, you know.
I've always said there are always people who have it worse than you, but
I call them the people who make life worth living, because if it wasn't for them, I think you'd be like, fuck it.
Or like in...
If like you're at the very...
You are the bottom of the barrel.
I don't think any,
like, no one is doing worse than you.
The poorest fucking guy in the planet.
Today's top story, Mike Klein Jr., poorest man on the planet. They're doing it like
really?
2020 on you.
He's poorer than that guy I saw pushing the cart. Oh, yeah, you don't know what the name. That guy's got some fancy stuff in that cart.
Yeah. Actually, the guy pushing that cart, he found some like Fabergé egg in a dumpster worth millions.
He actually has a lot of Google stock.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. He's just crazy. He always hear that.
He lines his cart with
it. In the movies, homeless people aren't fuck-ups at all. They're always... Really, they're just geniuses?
Yeah, they're a genius, but they're like either mentally ill or they're alcoholic, and so they lost everything.
Or they're hiding from something. Or
yeah.
They always have like a bank full of money, or they're really good people. Like, no, he's just a scumbag. Didn't have any family to catch him.
You know, yeah, maybe I'm a drug addict or a drunk or like schizophrenic.
He had no safety net, so now he's living on the streets. That's it.
You know what, though?
And by the way, he'll kill you. You come buy some money on you, he'll kill you. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's true.
He's got nothing to lose. Those are the worst. That's what they always say.
Nothing to live for, nothing to lose.
It's true.
But in reality, I think it's a lot harder to become homeless than you think. There's so many programs out there. Let's just take away your family. Because in reality, you most people have family that'll help them out.
Mark, I live in the streets, but I don't tell my family to do because I have too much pride. Before I go there for holidays, I wash up at Burger King. And
yep. It's like, there's Mike. Mike always smells like Whoppers. It's weird.
Well, you know what you do? You clean yourself up a little as much as you can. And then you go into like Target and you just use the sample colognes.
Oh, wait. And then when you're sitting in the house one day, they say, hey, let's take out the photo album. Let's look at some old pictures. And they see the family pictures for every holiday for the last 10 years. You've been wearing the same outfit for every...
Listen, if you're homeless,
you only have one pair of clothes.
I guess if you're an honest homeless guy, you're not going to be... But you could steal outfits. You could steal, like, that dry shampoo stuff to, you know, keep your hair looking kind of clean.
Hey, do you think I'm letting
real shampoo.
You think I'm letting a bum into my store? Fuck you, bum. Get out of Target.
Please, have you seen some of the people that are in Walmart?
Yeah, Walmart you can go in. Target, no.
Anybody in there.
Target, though, like, whoa, we have standards. Go to Walmart. Here's a map.
Or Sears. Or that piece of shit, Kmart.
Yeah, you know what?
I go to Kmart sometimes just to see what they got. And it's like stepping into a time warp. It's exactly the same as it was when I was a kid in the early 90s.
They'll make the announcement for a blue light special, too.
Oh, yeah.
Blue light special over in toys.
So where'd you get those shoes? Kmart blue light special.
Well,
I thought they used to goof on people in my school.
Kmart. Yeah, me too. Kmart is so...
Where were they buying their clothes then if they were so fancy?
Yeah, although the embarrassing part would be my mom is taking me, we're in Kmart shopping, then I see another kid from class in Kmart with his mom.
Hey, if you don't tell, I won't tell.
No, we just look at each other and look away.
I don't even think, no. I didn't see you.
No, but Kmart is so insignificant now that
it's owned by Sears.
Yeah, that's not even the joke. That's not you. Kids don't get goofed on for that anymore. Like, no one even knows Kmart.
You know what it is too?
Do you think kids know Kmart?
They have fake designer clothes at Kmart now.
Yeah. Well, all the fancy designers, they sold out.
Back in my day, when you came to school in Kmart jeans, Wranglers. Like, now you got Brett Favre wearing Wranglers in the commercial. Back then, it's like, what kind of jeans are those? Wranglers.
Yeah.
My Voight sneakers.
I used to wear Wranglers. I probably still have a pair around.
Voight sneakers. What was the other? There was like McGregor's.
McGregor's were the shitty sneakers. I remember my mom bought me McGregor's. They did not even last, I don't know, like 2 months later, the glue on the bottom was wearing out. And it was like, every time I'd walk, it's like I'm wearing flip-flops because I could hear the
Why is I one time got this pair of Jordache sneakers and this kid's like, oh man, those are new Jordans? It's like, no. They're Jordache. Isn't that a girl's brand? I don't know. It could
be. These are the new Michael Jordache. Okay.
Michelle Jordache. These are my new Michelle Jordache sneakers. Yeah. That's why finally I convinced my mom in middle school to buy me like name brand sneakers and I got my British Knights. Dimasols.
Yeah, we all know how important that was. Well,
I used to put my foot up on the desk and start tying them for people who'd see them.
Ooh, what do we have here?
Like, no, give a fuck. I lived in a pretty affluent... People in my school were pretty affluent. Most everyone had, like, Nikes and, you know, Adidas, A6
were
big. The
good thing was, though, you can get name brand shoes, and they weren't that expensive back then. They're like $40.
Well, yeah, but even so... Up until like 7th grade, I had to get the shitty stuff. And finally, I begged, like, can you please give me something with a name brand?
That's the thing. It doesn't matter what they fucking look like. Nike, Reebok, British Knights.
My first pair of Nikes is like the cheap Nike.
Yeah, but still, as long as it had the name.
You know, the 3 years ago's model, the lowest model, you know, on sale.
And somewhere. People can say, kids didn't care. Oh, they fucking cared.
Well, the other thing was like, We always had to get what was on layaway. So, they don't have layaway at Macy, whatever it was back then, Eamon Hayes, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They don't have layaway there, so it's like, whenever they have a Kmart, that's what you get. There was no Walmart yet here. The stores we went to were Kmart, Gold Circle.
Hills.
Ames.
Uh-huh.
Those were your stores.
Yep.
And none of them had any kind of name brand shit. Like, now, name brand stuff falls to the... Like...
You have cheap versions.
Was it Massimo or whatever it's called?
The Massimo. Yeah, a long time ago, that was like, you're paying like $500 for some jeans. Now I can buy Massimo jeans for $20.
You get like Zoo York stuff at like JCPenney now and stuff?
Yeah, I go to Target and buy the Massimo stuff. I'm wearing Massimo jeans now.
Yeah, if you go back to 1997.
They're going to think, holy shit, this dude's rich.
Yeah, he's fancy.
Yeah, look at me.
Look, he's got Zoo York on. That's a fancy brand. Oh, yeah.
Now, I recall the first day of school, kids' heads are under the fucking desk blowing me. But while they're doing that, they're checking sneakers. There was always a sneaker check.
Well, you're from an urban area. Sneakers are the king over there.
Yeah. Cotton was king, too.
You know, it's all about the Jordans and whatever.
Well, back then when I was a kid, Jordans.
I wanted Reebok pumps so bad when I was a kid.
I had the pump.
Reebok pumps?
I guess.
Because they had cheap. Well, they sold, like, generic ones.
No, I had the name. At some point, I don't recall, I always got the name brand stuff.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, listen, like, rich. Like, Mom, we need this. I can't go to school with these shitty sneakers. Hope you understand.
Did anyone realize that Reebok pumps were useless? You could just tie your shoes.
Well, it was a fucking gimmick.
I know.
Catapult, Dymacel. Had all that shit.
I had Dymacel.
What am I, fucking jumping 10 feet in the air now?
I wanted the catapult. I forget who made that catapult.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. British Knight?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it might have been. I wanted it and didn't get it.
The catapult. The commercial, the kid's like, whoa!
You know what the funny thing is? Like, now, I don't get... Like, I'm looking for, like, a plain canvas sneaker that I'm like, they gotta have a plain canvas sneaker for, like, $20 somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'll buy generic sneaker. I like a plain black sneaker. That's it.
Like Beavis and Butthead it wore.
Yeah. You know, I go to Target, and for, like, $20, whatever brand, you know, they're generic shit. And, you know, it's a plain black sneaker. Good.
It might change if I ever make any money in life.
Skateboard shoes. You know?
Right now, I only buy clearance stuff. Like, if a shirt's not $5 or $6, I'm like, fuck it, I don't need it.
I might buy something a little more expensive, like a $20.
Yeah, but, you know, then you wait 2 months, and there it is for $4. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
True.
Why'd I get scammed here?
Now, I see these guys who, or and girls, there's these people who collect sneakers. That's their thing. They have like 30 pair of sneakers.
30? I've seen people with like hundreds or thousands.
But I just don't fucking get it. And they...
They don't even wear them. And you have to keep them pristine, so you never wear them.
Some of them do wear them, and they coordinate their outfits. Like, they have, like, multicolored sneakers.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's like, I'm wearing this yellow tracksuit, so now I gotta break out the yellow sneakers.
Sounds good.
I guess. I don't know. What's it getting you? Is everyone commenting on what a snappy dresser you are? And if they do, all right, now what? If you're a dude, you're getting your dick sucked? Because you coordinate? I don't think so.
Speaking of Walmart, did you see the scam that they did a couple months ago? I guess a few weeks. Maybe it was like... Yeah, like a
10,
month or two.
10 years ago. 10,
they've,
20.
They've put a stop to it since then, but... You know...
Oh, the match price thing? Yes. Explain it, though.
So with Walmart, you can bring in like an ad.
They'll say, we'll match anyone's price.
Yeah.
Any store...
So these guys make a phony Amazon, you know, store and like, hey, look, PlayStation, $50.
Oh, yeah, and they fucking, like, all right, rules is rules, buddy. And well, you fucking scammed your asses.
You know, the people, the cashiers are like, all right.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Hold on, let me get my manager. I guess. This is, those are the rules. Okay, here.
I don't even know how they're making any profit on that, but okay.
Yeah, hey, there's a fucking store selling $50. Guess what? You said you're going to match it. Fucking pay up, man.
That's like $50 under our cost.
$50 for a new PlayStation? It's like $500 for
I'm saying the cost of the store buys.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Probably like $100 or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's
that is a fucking deal. I wish I would have thought of that.
Would you have done it, though?
No. I'm
that's
not.
Stealing.
That's stealing. I know.
Like, well, they weren't so stupid. Like, no, you're stealing.
You know what?
You're knowingly scamming someone. That's called fraud.
Is it stealing if you don't get caught?
Yeah, it's called fraud.
But if you don't get caught.
It's not stealing, it's more the fraud thing.
Were those people, did anything happen to them? Because I glanced at the article. I don't recall if I read it totally. I don't remember them saying anything about anyone being reprimanded.
I don't, probably not.
Yeah.
Because it was their stupid loophole.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll say good for them. Even though, you know, I wouldn't do it. I don't condone stealing. But
think
fuck
you could
Walmart.
Be able, you'd think you'd be able to get them for fun. And... Walmart's pretty powerful. You think you could, like, make people not exist anymore if they...
They are. They have so much fucking money, I say fuck them. Because they fired us along. They wronged us. They fired us, they banned us from one of their stores.
You know,
we have a long history with Walmart.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
You killed the grudge.
Yeah, I do. I am the grudge.
I was glad. Like, fine. Get a vacation.
A vacation? If we're going to Walmart?
Working, you know, working.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, we start going there every day then.
Then we got banned, yeah.
Well, that would make me more angry than them firing us.
Yeah, the firing, I was like, well, that sucks, but
that's
what are
life,
you going to do?
You know?
Yeah, when we got banned from Walmart, apparently you can't expose yourself. I was urinating in the ladies' room.
Oh, that's right. All those temporary workers are going to be gearing up for a fire incident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas is coming up. Christmas is like next week or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or in a couple weeks? I don't know. I lose track. But yeah.
A week from Thursday.
Yeah, it's about time to be fired.
You only have a week to go do your shopping.
Don't spend all your money because you will have some bills to pay coming up because there will be no more paychecks.
That's what they say. That like January is like the worst month because... from January to tax time when people get their refunds, like no one has any money because they're paying off
all their credit cards. They blew it all on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And all you temp people, everyone who got hired in October, you're all getting fired.
I understand if you have kids, but if you're just like a few adults, like say
don't go nuts.
How about we just give each other one gift? There we go. Do we have to go insane? It's not a competition.
It's not a competition, but I want to show you that I love you, okay? And that's how I do it.
Oh, I didn't know. But I mean, if you have kids, you gotta at least try to impress them with lots of stuff. But even that, there's ways to get around it. You can get cheaper stuff.
Yeah. These days, with China in the mix.
You buy one really good gift for someone, and then you just, so it looks better, you get a bunch of little things from Amazon that cost like $5 or $6.
A roll of toilet paper or something. Palm olive, a sample. Yeah.
Or you can just go all small stuff. That's, you know, that works too. When little kids don't know the difference, like, look at all these presents I got. Meanwhile, total amount of money for all that stuff, $12.85.
Yeah, but it's, you know what's worth it? Seeing the look of disappointment on their face when they open up each little shitty present, hoping that one of these is going to be good, but it never happens. It's beautiful.
Well, you know,
that's pure joy.
I was watching Rudolph the other day. I don't know if you watched it.
I've seen it in my life. I didn't watch it the other day.
I thought maybe you watched it with your son. You know, you have a son, so.
No, we haven't seen Rudolph.
We haven't seen each other in months. The gifts that they were making, the elves were making, was such shit. I'm like, man, that wouldn't go over today. Like, wooden trains.
I know.
Raggedy hand dolls.
Like, I don't know how the story of Santa Claus even fits into today's world, because no one wants shit made out of wood.
Yeah, did they get the contract to start making iPhones?
Because I know. Santa Claus has a team of engineers and computer experts and shit.
They probably addressed that in something that was modern. Like, I bet in the Santa Claus 2 they mentioned it or something.
Maybe. But, like, you know, in all the old cartoons, you just see them painting a fucking toy soldier or something. Some piece of shit that nobody wants.
That's true.
Here's the Nutcracker.
But, you know, I was thinking about, too. Like, my brother and stuff were like, so, do you remember what I got you last year? I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
Good, because you're getting it again.
I
went into your room, grabbed it, I'm rewrapping it.
That's the weird thing. Like, you put all this thought in these gifts, you're spending all this money, and half the time they either hate it, they just don't tell you.
Oh, what is this shit?
And they give it to somebody else, or they throw it away, or it just...
It just sits
collects
in the closet.
Dust somewhere. Or they totally just forget, even if they liked it at the time, they forget all about
it. Yeah, I mean, unless
it's another piece of shit in their house.
Well, it depends. If you get something practical for somebody that they're going to actually use, that's different.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did some house cleaning recently, and oh my God, I have so much clothes with the tags and stickers still on them. I've told you before, my mother buys the shittiest clothes for me sometimes. Sometimes it's something decent. Some stuff I found with tags on it, I'm like, huh.
She still buy you stuff?
Yeah. I'm like, man, I think I might actually wear that. Huh. But there's so much
shit. Wow. You really, you did it this time.
No. I always just...
What's the percentage of success rate?
Ooh.
Of getting you stuff that you'd wear?
Yeah, I don't know. 20, 30%.
Not bad.
But I learned my lesson. You always just say thank you. Like, one time I kind of mentioned... And she did not take kindly to that. So I just, like,
you're grounded for a week.
Well, she got a little upset. So I just say
thank you. You like making your mother cry, Mark.
That's why I say thank you.
Thanks.
It's like, oh, thanks. It goes in the closet or in a pile somewhere. I'm like, sorry, I was cleaning and like all this shit with tags. I'm like, well.
You know what's weird about thank you? When I was a kid, I used to go to work with my father. He works in people's houses. So I went with him, and the guy was this old man that worked there, lived there. He didn't work there. He lived there.
He was super nice.
He had this whole box of...
porn. He gave it to me for
Mars
free.
Bars. I think they were ice cream bars. Maybe they weren't. I don't remember. He's like, yeah, have as many as you want. So I just kept eating those. And he had a tape of WrestleMania I was watching. And at the end of the day, he goes, all right, you can have that tape for WrestleMania. I go,
oh, my God. What a nice old man.
So I go, thanks. And my father told me when we left, he goes, listen, you don't say thanks to people. You say thank you.
Tell your father to shut the fuck up. Thanks, thank you. It's the same fucking thing.
That's what I thought.
Thanks, mister.
Thank you. Well, you could say, like, thanks.
No. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Or how about like this? Thank you. Does that sound great? Does that sound great, old man? No, it doesn't.
No, keep your shitty tape, old man. And I ate all your Mars bars, you fuck.
Now you got nothing. What are you going to eat later? Nothing, because I ate all that shit.
This was in 1992 this story happened, by the way.
Wow. How old are you? Like 80? Shit. What year is this?
Because I remember on the radio, Life is a Highway was like the big hit.
You, me and my dad were driving his new Model T. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the good old days. Going away with my dad not doing anything. Like, I'm supposed to help him, but I'm just sitting in the living room.
Wow, what the fuck
TV.
Are you going to do? You're
well,
a kid.
I was 13.
Still.
It's pretty old.
Even, like, when I was older than that, my dad, like, I got to go out, you know, got to do some shit on the house. Come out and help me. Meanwhile, it's just always it would be me holding the ladder while he's up there.
Oh, yeah. And then I would never hold the light right, and he'd be like, hold it over here. I can't see.
Yeah, or it's, go get my go get the hammer, go get this tool, and then that's pretty much it. I'm pretty much never, I really don't need to be there.
What
I think he just wants company.
You're like, what does a hammer look like again? Even when I had, how many tools do you think you know by looking at it?
A few.
But do you know what like a plane is? Or
Listen,
did you take wood shop in school?
They called it technology.
Oh yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So I mean, I did.
Technology.
We didn't do a lot.
You know what?
I worked with balsa wood.
I think it was technology in middle school, but in high school I took a wood class, but it was like wood making one or whatever, you know.
We didn't have that in my school.
Because high school is more like, some of the courses were more like college type stuff, like named like that.
Hmm.
That's where I made this fancy clock.
What clock?
It's at my parents' house.
Oh, okay. What do you say, this fancy clock? Like it's here.
It's sure I did.
This fancy clock? I'm looking around like, where's this fucking clock?
That occurred to me that I did say that, didn't I?
Fucking liar, this guy.
Oh, I didn't lie. I mean, I don't have the clock anymore. Although, at some point, like, everything you gave your parents is going to, you're going to have to get rid of it. So, like, well, there's, like, give this to them, and now I got to get rid of it.
Are you imagining when your parents are dead? Is that what this is?
Dude.
It's horrible.
Dude, you know what? I have a fucking serious problem with that kind of stuff, where I get, like, dark thoughts in my head.
About killing your parents?
No. Just, like, them dying, or even my, like, the day my, like, taking my dog to the vet to put her to sleep. Like, I just think of this, like, the future, and, like, I got, it's a block. Most people have this block in their head.
A block hard time. I do not think about that shit at all. It is fucking banished from my mind.
I think about it on a regular fucking basis, and it's like, it's not good. That's why people have the block, so they can get through life.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I even, sometimes I slip up, and or if I think about myself dying. Like one time I slipped up and I really thought about it, my heart started fucking pounding.
Oh,
like,
I think
about, I don't fucking, like, you put that block back on,
dude,
man.
I think about it all the time.
About me dying? Fuck you.
It's just like, I'm always like, it's not, I wouldn't call it fantasizing, but I'm thinking about,
oh,
how,
God, you're
I'm
jerking
dead,
off.
You know, like, I'm just thinking,
what are they going to do to my body? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, like, how my parents are all upset because I'm dead and...
Well, listen, they'll be gone before you.
Well, you'd think, but you don't know.
Well, you know, car accidents.
That shit worries me, man. I would hope that my parents got good another 20, 30 years left, but you never know. Fucking
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I know. Anything could happen tomorrow.
It's like, I don't know.
In a perfect world, everyone lives to 95.
I'd hope I could handle it, but who the fuck knows?
And then once you hit 95, they come up with that technology where they download your brain and we all live in the internet.
My theory is that I have a pre, what do you call it? Is it not this disposition?
Pre-cum. You have pre-cum?
No, well, I guess I have that too. No, actually, you know what? I don't have pre-cum as much anymore.
No?
I used to dribble a lot more in my younger day than I do now. It's weird.
Yeah.
I probably have like a large prostate or something.
Yeah, it's blocking your shit up.
Hell.
You got a pool of pre-cum inside you all built up. There's a giant bubble.
I mean, I still
have
some, but I remember my younger day, like, I would have a huge, like, stain in my underwear. Like, you would get, like... Like, if I was, like, making out with a chick, it's, like, one of those early making out sessions where you're, like...
Oh, what is it, 2 a.m? Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Where
way
it's, like,
too early.
There's no chance you're going to have sex there, but you're making out for, like, 3 hours straight. Like, fucking, come on.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty leaky.
You still are, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not
leaky pipes for me.
Me, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well...
I don't even need to be aroused. It's just, I just leak.
But anyways, my theory about why I have such dark thoughts, like... Because I was close to my grandfather, and he died when I was 12, so I was thinking, maybe that's why, like, that really affected you. But then I said, but isn't 12 a little old to be affected by something like that?
Oh, it's still traumatic.
Like, you're already past your formative years.
Oh,
like five to eight.
It's
5 to 8, you can really ingrain some serious shit into kids.
Yeah, but I think it's still, that's still, if you're close with somebody.
especially when you never faced death before, it can be kind of traumatizing.
Well, even, you know what, at any age, if no one you'd known ever really died before, like, I experienced it myself. When my grandfather was, he's the only person that's
I've ever cared about.
He's the only person that's, you know, been close to me that's ever died. People have died before, but, you know, I wasn't really close. You know, I've had family
die. What about all your victims? They were close to you.
I mean, physically they were close because I was the one murdering them.
You really didn't get to know them before you murdered
them. Yeah, I mean, look, then it would be too hard to kill them once you look into their eyes.
It's true.
There's a blankness.
I don't know how murderers, like random murderers, do that. Like, you're killing someone you don't know.
That's what makes it easy.
I could probably get myself worked up enough to do it, but like, I feel really bad after, like, fuck. Like, I'd see their stuff there.
Stuff where? Are you living in their house now?
Like, you know, I'd see like the guy's wallet and like see his family and like, oh, what the fuck I do that
Who
for?
Fucking has pictures in their wallets anymore?
Why, whatever. Come on. All right, I'm looking through their phone.
You think it's his son's George Washington?
You see their phone, there's a picture of them smiling with their kid, you know, at the ball game.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, why'd I murder this guy?
Why can't we do that? Like, in the old days?
You know, I feel really bad. I'm going to have to kill his whole family.
Oh, no, there's a picture of the whole family. Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, okay, in the old days, countries would go to war, or peoples, and then we just go ahead and claim all their shit. Why can't I have a fight with a dude, kill him, and just go live in his house? I fucking claimed it. I beat that dude.
That would be bad for business. They enact that law.
I know.
That would be fucking... That's almost like the Purge.
Kind of. Well, except in the Purge, no one is claiming anything. You could just kill. I would live... Oh, my God. My house would be so fortified.
We should have a Purge-like horror movie with that premise where...
You could just claim.
Overpopulations come around and they've made laws to get rid of people. So you can just kill people and take over their shit.
Yeah. Like, listen, what are you going to do with all their stuff, man? Maybe they got a better house.
You have to have some like kind of rules, though. You can only kill, like... Each person can kill, like, one person or something like that. You get one kill.
Oh, no.
They get rid of, like, half the population. It's pretty good.
Nah, we need better rules than that.
Yeah, that's why it's not as good as the Purge.
Yeah.
Purge makes more sense.
It does.
Believe it or not, the Purge makes more sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Than our idea.
When you really think about it, yeah.
Yeah. You know what else makes sense?
Dollars and cents?
No, the Hot Shot Wiz Kids.
Oh, yeah, not us, because we don't make money.
The website.
You haven't heard?
The website that we own.
We're penniless.
The website we own barely can afford to pay the... I know. Pay the, whatever you call it on.
You know how much money it costs to do this fucking show? You know how much in the hole we are?
Well, at least, like, $30.
We've been doing this show for years.
Almost 5 years.
There's server costs. There's, like, website costs. It's all these fucking fees and
right
shit,
right now,
man.
Like, 30 people are going, so fucking stop then. Who gives a shit?
Well, you give a shit because you're listening. That's why.
I'm listening by mistake. I downloaded this because it said coping with death. I thought it was like a lecture.
I just had a tragedy in my life. And you did nothing to help me. Thanks.
Because people do that all the time.
I would think the gift of laughter would help some.
Wheel, like pop-ups especially. I'll put like, you know.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah. People are like, ooh.
Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball. And they're like, oh, they're on iTunes and they assume this like, hey, it's free here.
Even though it's listed on her fucking podcast, what the fuck do you think it is? Dumbass.
I don't know. People are just dumb. They just download shit.
Yeah, I know. Fucking stupid.
Same thing with Shop and Watch the Movie. Half our downloads were from people going, oh, look, there's a movie. I'll download it for free.
If you don't know what Shut Up and Watch the Movie, that's another podcast of ours where we do movie commentary.
Yeah, we just did one like 3 years ago. Yeah. So.
They're up there still. They're really funny.
Half of the movies aren't on Netflix.
Yeah. Anymore. I mean, some of them are. You do is you just line it up, open up two browsers, and you start playing the one, and we tell you when to press play. And, you know, it's good, though. You should check it out. Yep. Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You can donate and tell a friend. That's it.
Goodbye.
you're lonely.
What?